Trauma surgeon Sheldon Tepperman treats a gunshot victim almost every day at Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx. He's been doing it for 32 years.
You see all the senseless violence, and you see it year after year after year.
When you called your financial advisor, were they surprised?
He was not surprised at all. All I had to do was sign the memo and give him the instruction not to allow any of my money to be invested in these killing machines.
Tepperman is part of a national effort called Unload Your 401k.
There is a lot of profit to be made for all of this sorrow, all of this death, and all of this destruction.
It encourages investors to check their 401k plans and divest from gun stocks. Most of the spokespeople are victims' family members. Leah Gunn Barrett, who helped create the campaign, says if you own stocks in large mutual funds, you may own shares in gun manufacturers.
So we have to build awareness, just like we did for the divestment campaign during the years of apartheid in South Africa.
Currently, pension funds in Chicago are vowing to sell off firearms investments. In Philadelphia, they already did it. In California, the state teachers' retirement system, one of the largest pension funds in the nation, voted unanimously to divest. But equity analyst Brian Ruttenberg says divestment just creates opportunities for someone else.
You have hundreds, if not thousands, of other funds that will take up the slack and don't have those restrictions. There's only a handful of funds that are going to get that pressure and will divest.
In 2015, most gun manufacturer stocks did very well. Smith & Wesson grew more than 133%.